This is Daniel Griggs. Thank you for tuning into The Inspire Daily Grind, where we talk about everything entrepreneurship. But we don't focus on just the success, but rather the grind, the hustle, and effort and will to succeed, to bring your visions to life and make your dreams a reality. Thanks for tuning in to The Inspire Daily Grind. This is Daniel Griggs. As always, I appreciate you all ears. If it's your first time listening, whether it be your second time or whatever, I appreciate it so much. I want to hop right into this one. What we're going to chat about today is expectations. And the reason I want to chat about expectations, I would say everyone knows, but like I said, you know, maybe your first time tuning in, but I come from a sports background. Sports is something I've always done, rather than organized sports, rather it be me just being this little country kid running in the field playing what we called Killer Man. I know it sounds bad. So I think some people call it like Smear the Queer or something like that, but we'd play Killer Man. Me and my friends sometimes wouldn't even have like a football to play with. So what we do is, back in the 90s, Sprite bottles were popular. So we get a Sprite bottle, fill an empty Sprite bottle, fill it up with gravel, tighten it up. It's like 10 of us in this empty, in this open church field. We throw the Sprite bottle up. Whoever catches it has to get from one end to the other, and everybody else is trying to tackle them. So that was my form of organized sports until I got in, you know, middle school. I played a little bit of basketball, but for the most part, that was my organized sports until I got into middle school. But what I really want to talk about is expectations, and I want to give the analogy in a relation to it through sports, because with sports and with business, I've seen it, and people have these exact same expectations for things to just work. The main thing is that most people aren't trying to figure things out, which it bothers me so much, because even a position right now with me running an agency, I have a web design agency, ATX Web Designs, and even working with clients, we work with some startup clients, and I appreciate the startup clients that create these, I won't say new ideas, because not many things are really new, but they just take them and put their own seasonings to them. But they don't just expect things to happen for them just because they have a website that works or they have their idea on the internet now. They actually go out, they go to different seminars, they go to different conferences, they reach out to people and other things. Like they just put in a hustle and a grind to make it successful. But a large majority of them don't do these things. And I'm not talking about clients that I have in particular. I'm just talking about people in general. And so the reason I say relate, I'll start with the sports analogy, is because when I, for example, when I played playing pro football, and I've mentioned my story plenty of times, that I went to a really small college. I never had a single accolade. I said I wanted to play pro football. I wanted to play in the NFL when I got out of college. I didn't just go to camps or some kind of tryouts, or I didn't just work out, post it on social media and expect something from it, right? I know there's that cliche saying, hard work doesn't go unnoticed. Well, the thing is there's something that's not mentioned there. That's true. Hard work does not go unnoticed, but you have to have the right person notice it. That's the key point to it. The right people have to notice it. You have to put it in front of the right eyes. The right ears have to hear it, if you understand what I mean. So with sports, it was, you know, I was working out. I'm running fast. I'm doing all these things. I don't have any connections. I do know people that play pro football, but you know, I don't have any connections. Like, I don't have an uncle. I don't have a really great friend. It's just like, hey, yeah, I know the head coach. I know the player personnel or director or whatever it is for these teams. And so I had to figure things out. And, you know, as I'm going to be mentioning or repeating some things on this podcast that I've spoke about before, but I sat down and I figured out the email to 23 NFL teams. And I wish I would have known about different things online that can capture emails. This was back in like 2011, 2012. So I don't know if someone went out then, but there's certain softwares online to where you can pay a monthly fee and you can get the emails to like these corporate emails. But the way I figured it out was I had a Yahoo account back then, right? Don't use Yahoo anymore. I use Google, but Gmail. But I had a Yahoo account and I would go on, and on his Yahoo account, I would punch in, you know, if it was, maybe the name was Jake Lufkin, just throwing out a weird name, right? And I will put in J Lufkin at AtlantaFalcons.com, right? Or I'll try to figure out whatever their domain name is that's connected to the emails. If I get bounce backs, I know it didn't work. If I didn't get a bounce back, then I probably got there's a good chance it didn't work. So I'd also go to their websites and figure out on their websites, okay, who's the player personnel? Who's the pro player personnel? Who's the DB's coach? Who's the special teams coach? Because you had to email certain people and you had to figure out exactly who to email. Here's a mistake that can happen to where you think like you're just doing everything you can and you're giving yourself the best chances. It was for the Kansas City Chiefs, and the guy's name was Ray Former. I think I emailed like every single person in the Kansas City Chiefs organization to get myself a chance. And that actually like, I won't say it backfired on me because I did get a response, and his response was like, hey, we need to see more film of you playing on like a high pro level. Like he was telling me, I need to go play arena or in a Canadian Football League or something like that and get film of me playing against more competitive people. Cause I did go to a really small college. But I mean, I got a response back, but at the same time, he told me some better things to do. But the whole point for me is that, as I said, I did not have any expectations for things to just happen. I went out and made these things happen. And when I got my shots, when I figured out these 23 emails, the Jacksonville Jaguars and the New York Jets, they gave me opportunities, but it wasn't because I had just been working out and I was telling family and friends that I was working out, or I was posting it on social media and saying, hey, something's going to come, you know, something's going to happen or whatnot. So that was the whole point for me. And it was like, I'm not expecting anything except for what I worked for and what I put forth. Like, I wasn't sitting back and just turning my wheels and looking for something to happen. That was the point for me. And so when it comes to it for entrepreneurs, for anybody running a business, even if you're not running a business, I don't care if you're an employee. I remember back in the day, my mom used to say, you know, when you put in an application somewhere, don't just sit around and wait for them to call you. Put in an application, and after a week, call them up. Or put in an application, and then that following week, call them up and say, hey, my name is Daniel Griggs. I put in an application for this position on this day. Just wanted to call in, follow up on it. I know I just put it in. It probably hadn't went through the process yet, but wanted to let you all know that I put an application in. Like, train yourself to not expect anything except for what not just you work for, but like, I put that back, you know, that you work for, but that's valuable work and that's understandable toward what you're trying to accomplish. So let's say if you're a startup and you have this great idea, you put this good idea together, boom, the idea's on the internet, the idea's in a mobile app or it's a website or something like that. And it's like, oh, it's done. Don't just expect for people to start hopping on it. Don't just expect for people to, oh, I found this on the internet. Like, first off, it's the internet. And there's an extreme, like a huge amount of people that's on the internet that's you have an idea that somebody else more than likely has. Maybe yours is a little bit more niche or what have you, but someone has generally the same idea. It's really hard to just, you can reinvent something or you can take something that's already done and, like I said before, put your own seasonings on it. But don't just expect things to happen. And so when I started my business, I did the exact same thing pretty much that I did when it comes to sports. And that is I cold called people. Like, I know I cold emailed those NFL teams, but I cold called them as well. Like, anybody I could get the phone number for. Like, I called the Dallas Cowboys and asked for the director of player personnel. And I left them a voicemail. Now, I actually did that for pretty much all 32 teams. And I only got one call back, which was the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, I got emails back as well from people that may have got my voicemail or emails back. But I take that back. You know what? It was the Jacksonville Jaguars and it was the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans, I called and I emailed every single day. Like, I emailed them one day, I called them the next day. I emailed them one day, I called them the next day. And the DB's coach called me and he told me, he said, hey, You know, this is, I forget the guy's name, but he was DB's coach at the time. He's not the DB's coach any longer. I think he's coaching like college or something. And he told me, he said, "Hey, Daniel, this is Coach so and so. You are one persistent guy, and I like that." And this is I know I'm not bouncing around. I'm bouncing around from sports to entrepreneurship or business, but it all goes hand in hand. That reminds me of when I hear from people that say, "Oh, well, you know, I like to send emails, but I don't like to bug people. I don't like to flood the email box." Well, this is my exact response from the last person I heard say that, and I hear it often. "I guess you don't like to pay bills either." As simple as that. If someone tells you no, they tell you no. Like, that's the main thing. People are scared of rejection. You're going to get rejected at some point in time. But that's the point. That's the point of when you make cold calls. Anybody that's ever made cold calls before, anybody that's ever did cold emails or cold DMs is what I call them, right? If you're on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter and you're hitting up people's DM after you follow them or like their posts and stuff like that, and you're trying to pitch your services, you're going to get way more no's than you get yeses. That's just a part of it. That's how it goes. Like I can't put it any other way. That's how it goes. That's part of running a business. That's part of being an entrepreneur. And this podcast isn't towards athletes, but guess what? If you're an athlete, you're technically an entrepreneur, especially if you're a pro athlete, because your body is your business. And so every single thing that you do with your body, when you get the opportunity for a sale, which is it's time to perform, that's when you have to put everything up front and put everything forth. But before you can actually get that opportunity to show your skills, your services, or your product, you have to put yourself in that place. And do not expect anything except for the opportunities that you create for yourself. Now, I'm not going to act gullible about the situation. I believe there are situations and certain things that happen to where, you know, there's a divine intervention, or you want to call it, or maybe there's just, you know, maybe there is someone that you know. Or there are situations to where you did something on social media and the right people seen it and it gave you an opportunity. But guess what? Honestly, it's one in a million. And if you're banking on that, it's more than likely not going to happen. Take the opportunities that are available out there and put it into your own hands. And I'll give you an example from me personally with it. My agency is ranked in the top of Google results for a lot of keywords. And without us doing anything, no social media marketing, no pay-per-click, no anything, we get, I mean, our phones are ringing, ringing regularly without anything, you know? And so that happens for us often, which is fine. You know, I like that, but I'm a very strategic person and I like to work with certain clients. I like to work with certain clients that they're in certain industries and people that we enjoy working on, different projects we like working on. We reject way more projects than we actually accept. And so I like to be strategic with them and I don't just sit back and say, "Hey, the phone's ringing, we're fine." You know, as of lately, I've had him on the show as well. Alex Berman, I've went and watched that since I've had him on the show. Before I had him on the show, I watched a few of his YouTube videos. But since I've had him on the show, I think I probably went by and watched every single one of his YouTube videos. And I'm going to update my website and I'm going to put his link on here. It's Alex Berman, Berman, if you want to check him out on YouTube. And he does a lot of cold emailing and cold calls, but he has a ton of valuable information about cold emailing. So I'm very familiar with cold emailing from the perspective of even my business mentor. He does a lot of cold emailing and he's built his business up doing it, you know, extremely successful and made a ton of money doing it. And I wasn't really sold into it. Right. And I know a lot of people still aren't because they feel like, "Oh, well, I got social media and I can do this and blah, blah, blah." But you always want to build up and have a really good email list, but you always want to be able to target people directly in their inbox. And so anyway, I go through all these videos and I say, "You know what? I'm going to try this cold emailing. And I'm going to let y'all know results here in about a month. I'll let y'all know the results from it." But it's completely new to me. But It's actually something that I'm doing because it allows me to have more control over the type of clients that I would love to work with. And I love that because the expectations that I have are solely based on the efforts that me and my marketing team put together. As I said, we're ranked on the first page for multiple keywords in Austin area and other locations, and our phones are steadily ringing from them. But one, I don't like just having leads from one source. And then two, honestly, there's no expectations with it. Right now, Google has full control to say, hey, we're changing our algorithm. You're no longer ranked on the first page. Or, Google, they change the algorithm often. Or for whatever crazy reason, we just fall off the first page. That's very well possible. And if that can be done for 2 months, then, we can be SOL because we're just dependent on one thing. Now, for me, I'm all about, like, just to go back to the whole point of the show, expectations. Whatever you're doing, do not expect anything to happen from it except for the efforts you put toward it. So we'll go back with the sports analogy, another one that goes along with team, right? So when I was in college, my junior year, we had one hell of an off season. We had some new players on the team. We had a new quarterback. We had our first full like off-season program. And I mean people putting like every single person on a team put in work. Our first game was going to be in Alabama. And so I went to college in West Texas, and I went to college in West Texas, Abilene, Texas, and it's dry heat out there. Well, if you're from Alabama, ever been to Alabama or whatever it may be, you know and understand that it's extremely humid. So our coach would make us go in the weight room. We have like weights at 5 a.m., 5 in the morning. This is how it goes off season in college. We get up, we do some stuff out on the football field, or we may do some stuff in the gym depending on the weather. But we would go in the weight room, right? And he would close all the doors, lock them up, and blast the heat, full blast. And you got a whole bunch of big, oversized dudes in this big, sweaty, heat-infested weight room for an hour, and everybody's putting in crazy amounts of work. I'm talking about crazy amounts of work. We lifting, everybody just dripping in sweat. It's puddles of sweat all over the place. We go through all this during the off-season. Everybody's down during the summertime. We're putting in extreme amounts of work during the summertime. We all linking up. We all got this huge team. Just everybody's on the same page. And it comes to the first game of the season and we lose. And it hurt extremely bad. And one thing that I will say is that we did put in a ton of work. And when we got to the game, we played our hearts out. But the one thing is that we just expected that because we had that really great offseason and we worked really hard, that once we get to the game, all we needed to do was play and things were going to work for us. But you know what? Our competitor worked their butts off too. Our competitors put in just as much effort as we did as well. So all the effort that we put in all the time prior to when it was time to perform, we had to put in that exact same amount of effort when it was time to perform. As an entrepreneur, you spend so much money, you spend so much time, you sacrifice so much sleep just to get in leads, just to get in new customers, just to get new clients. But guess what? You have competitors out there that are trying to do the exact same thing that you're trying to do. And if you just expect to put in all of this work and you throw it out into the universe per se, or throw it out on the internet per se, and you're just like, oh, things have got to work out because I put in so much work. For the past 3 months, I've sacrificed so much sleep. I've been running off for 4 hours or 3 hours of sleep a day. I've been living off of energy drinks. You know, I've downsized. I'm living in a one-bedroom apartment. I got three other people living in here with me, blah, 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 blah. And I'm using those analogies because you hear them all the time with the, with successful entrepreneurs like Mark Cuban. I think he said he was living in a two- or three-bedroom apartment with six other guys or something. And you hear guys talking about how they slept on the couch or slept in a car or slept here and blah, 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 blah. You know what? There are a hell of a lot of people that did the exact same thing, and most of them still weren't successful. Because they just expect things to happen for them. They threw a penny or a dime in the wishing well and just expect for these things to happen. And they felt like the hard work that they know was going to be enough. And I'm here to give everybody the cold truth that it's not enough. And the fact that majority of small businesses fail, and huge businesses as well, Toys R Us going out of business. Back in the day, Circuit City was hot, but Circuit City went out of business. Sports Authority went out of business. Like, you can be around for a really long time. And if you do not continue to put forth the effort that you need to and do the things you need to do to be successful, your competitors will pass you up. I promise it. Every single month, every single week, I won't say it's on a daily now, but every single week, I always like, I have reality checks all the time that what I'm doing can fail just like that. I started my agency in 2015. We rose to the first page of Google results in 2017. There are agencies that was on it and they were dominating it. And guess what? My agency came on and took it over, or at least took someone's spot. So now they're gone and we're in, they're out and we're in. But you know what? There's somebody else that's young, that's hungry, or they don't even have to be young and hungry. That's just hungry, and they're trying to take my spot. And I'm just going to be real with you. I'm too competitive to let somebody come in and do it. And every single day, I run my agency like I just started it. Until, rather it be I sell it or I pass it on to my children or family or whatever it may be, I will always run my agency with the energy that it's a startup. Always, all the time. And if you have any type of business, I don't care how long you've been doing it, you should do it the same. I had a phone call last week with a client of ours who is saying that they fell off the Google Maps. And it's like, we've always been on there. We've never been on there. Like, it's very concerning because we've always been a top three on Google Maps. And I said, you know, there's a lot of different things. Google changes their algorithm. There's different things you have to update. But like, being real, competitors are always fighting for those top three spots. There are hundreds of your industry. There's hundreds of companies in your industry in this area. And it's kind of naive to think that none of them are actually trying to like be in that spot when it's only three of those spots. So I'm gonna go back to this and I'm gonna repeat this. Like, we got about 2 or 3 minutes left and I'm gonna continue to repeat this. You have to continue to compete. And everything you're doing right now, always have in your mind, it's not enough. Or if it is enough, at some point in time, it won't be enough. Because what you're doing, somebody else is doing. And if nobody else is doing it, at some point, somebody else will do it. Because they'll see what you're doing and they'll duplicate it. And they'll start to compete. There's always competition. Always. If you're a business, if you do sports or whatever it is, go out and take the opportunity that you want. Do not expect anything to happen except for what you work for. And the work that you put in, understand that it has to be applicable to the goals that you set. You can say how hard you work. You can say how much time you're putting in on whatever you're doing. You can put it on social media, but it needs to be in front of the, it needs to be in the hands or in front of the eyes or in the ears of the decision maker and the person or organization that's going to give you that opportunity. So if anything you take away from this podcast, I want you to take this away from it. Go take your opportunities and don't expect anything except for what you work for. This is Daniel Griggs. Thank you for tuning into the Inspired Daily Grind. I chat with you next week. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Inspired Daily Grind. As usual, I'm extremely grateful for y'all's attention, the fact that you even listen to my podcast. Thanks so much. Definitely go and check me out on social media. It's at Daniel O. Griggs across all platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So definitely go and check me out on all of those. I always follow back. Until then, I chat with y'all next week.